Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. I am finally going to touch on this whole Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy debacle that we've been watching. However, I'm going to tell you that it hasn't been a debacle. It's actually been the righting of several wrongs. And what happened is only going to make things better. And that's my opinion. I'd love to hear yours below, but what I'm going to challenge you to do here is to think and listen. And not go off of, I don't like that person in Congress, I don't like what they say, because you have some preconceived notions or opinions. We all have them. Let's drop them for this video. Because what happened, finally, Kevin McCarthy did win last night Speaker of the House in the fifth, I think it was the 15th round of voting. I lost track. And the members of the Freedom Caucus, there were 20 members in total who were not voting for McCarthy. And they were nominating everybody from Donald Trump to basically a ham sandwich, anybody other than McCarthy, because there were several things that started back in the summer that many of you might not have heard about. So Kevin McCarthy was, like most of this country, thought going into November there was going to be this big red wave. And he thought that if I have a ton of Republicans in the House and we really take it back like they were projected to do, and it never really panned out, that I don't need to worry about what the smaller niche groups of the GOP in the House think. I'm gonna have enough of us, you know, the good timers, the old timers, where I don't have to really worry about it. Well, that didn't play out, as we all saw on a national scale. The red wave was more like a red, kind of a pink puddle. And Kevin McCarthy, while he was talking the talk in the summer, realized, oh shit, I need the votes of these people who I really didn't give the time of day, or who I have been less than friendly to. Now, when you have that many people in a chamber, of course, some people aren't going to like each other, all right? But what it came down to is 20 people holding the line saying that Kevin McCarthy is a rhino. He is the establishment. He's part of what's wrong with this whole process. In fact, it was in 2015, 2014, because McCarthy was so unpopular, we got Paul Ryan. All right, and who was terrible too as a speaker. So what played out over the four-day period were those 20 people holding the line, demanding concessions from Kevin McCarthy and the establishment, ultimately, to change things so that it would be better than the way it was under Nancy Pelosi, who changed some rules to make it work where she had a fiefdom and couldn't be challenged. One of those, which was a red line for those like Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz and others, was the single member motion to vacate. That's been around for two centuries. It was something that was written in by Thomas Jefferson. And the only speaker to modify it to the point where it couldn't be used was Nancy Pelosi. So what is the single member motion to vacate? If you as a speaker become so untrustworthy or so much of a rhino, or do like Mitch McConnell does, and I'm gonna let Joe Biden basically run the GOP because I'm just gonna give him whatever he needs. Well, then one single member can make a motion to vacate, and you can get your ass voted out of the job, and somebody else can get voted in. Accountability, a check and a balance, if you will. And that's a good thing. There were some other things that McCarthy had to concede on, and some of them, guys and gals, are friggin' phenomenal and would not have happened if those 20 members didn't stand their ground. Now, I know some people don't like Matt Gaetz. I know some people don't like Lauren Boebert or the other 18 that were holding their line. But again, this isn't about who you like because their hair is cool or not, or they associate with other people you don't like, or maybe you don't see eye to eye with their particular politics. But some of the things that they made happen will only help this country. For instance, a guaranteed floor vote for term limits. When's the last time you heard that? Guaranteed floor vote for term limits. And if McCarthy goes back on his promise, he's going to have to face another challenge to the throne, because he's going to get that single member motion to vacate. And that's huge. Now, I don't know where that vote will lie, because absolutely we need term limits. But what oligarch who's making millions and millions of dollars a year and $139,000 salary is going to vote themselves a shortened time to become a billionaire? Not many of them. We'll see. But we would not have gotten that guaranteed floor vote on term limits if they didn't do what they did. Some of the other ones is an open amendment process. If a member has an amendment they want to have entertained, well, that goes to the floor. It gets voted on. Not like before. Nancy would decide, nah, don't like that. Nah, don't like that. Oh, we'll do this one. Those days are done. It wasn't supposed to be like that. Nancy bastardized the program, and this is rectifying what she did, bringing it back to the way the founders intended. How about the 72-hour rule? How many times have we gotten on this channel and I've told you, look, guys and gals, this was just submitted. It's going to be voted on in the next 4 hours. You need to pound those phones. Get a hold of your members. That's gone because they have instituted, well, McCarthy has agreed to institute the 72-hour rule where bills submitted, you have 72 hours before they can even vote on it. Give people time to read it and digest it and to actually understand what's in the bill. The omnibus stuff, they're doing things to do away with that so that they can actually be kind of like the founders intended. Now, it's not all the way back, but what they've been able to get out of McCarthy is much better than it ever was under Nancy Pelosi. Another guaranteed vote is going to be the Texas border issues. That should have been handled like, I don't know. I don't even want to get going on that stuff, but it should be taken care of, should have been taken care of, was taken care of, but some old sniffing grandpa decided to stop the border wall. Now there's going to be a vote on it. That's the way this country is supposed to be. We don't have kings and queens. And now the House will have more power to the people, by the people, of the people, for the people, by the people, the way it's supposed to be. And this gives more individual power to the House members rather than, I'm in control and you shall do the way I want it done, which isn't the way that this country was made. And it's just kind of been bastardized. And this will bring it back a little bit, not all the way, a little. Now, one thing I did see out of this process were those rhinos, absolute rhinos, some of them traitors like Patchy Crenshaw, who didn't like the fact that these 20 were toeing the line. They weren't just going along with party leadership. And that's been a huge problem in this country for eons. Just go along with the flow. Just go with the flow. Just do it. You know, that's what the leadership wants. Just go with the flow. Well, that's not quite the same anymore. And you got to see some talking heads come out in favor of McCarthy, who were talking BS about the ones who were standing their ground to get a little bit of power back to the individual, to the people. And maybe they all have a little egg on their face right now. What do you think there, Crenshaw? I don't know, guys and gals. Let me know what you think down below. Obviously, everybody's going to have a little bit of different opinion on the way things went down. And some people are going to think that those 20 shouldn't have done it. And Gates and Boebert are evil for doing what they did. You know, I think that it's good to challenge. I mean, if you guys know me at all, challenge the system. Stand up for yourself. And those 20 did it. And I think the House could be a better place for this session for us, the individuals, as far as getting roll call votes. Roll call votes to see where people stand, get their name on the record, and things like term limits. Man, do you understand what term limits could do for this country? Just in that in and of itself? Like I said, try to take your view of the individual away, whether you like whoever, insert their name here, there's 20 of them. Take away that what I think about that person, maybe I don't like them or whatever. Go back to what they did and where we stand today because of what they did. And I think they did a good job. I really do. I could be wrong, but hey, it's my opinion. It's my channel, and I'm putting it out there. Let me know what you think down below.